Chapter 4. The Golden Garter Saloon was packed wall to wall with people. Gold miners, mostly, in from the Spanish peaks to spend their dust. A sprinkling of flushed punchers with their wide-brimmed hats tipped back, spurs chiming on their heels. And a few women in short dresses of vivid yellow, blue, or green silk. As he made a place for himself at the bar, McBride's eyes scanned the smoke-filled room, but he saw no sign of the woman in the red gown. The bartender, his pomaded hair parted in the middle of his head, slicked down, shiny and flat on either side, asked McBride to name his poison. The product of a drunken, violent father, McBride had long ago sworn off alcohol, but he ordered a beer and let it sit, the foam settling as its tiny bubbles popped. He saw her then. A momentary parting of the crowd revealed the far corner of the saloon. She was sitting at a table with four miners, studying the playing cards in her hand. Stacks of poker chips stood on the table in front of her, and surprisingly, given her surroundings, a small silver tray holding a steaming china teapot and a cup and saucer. The woman's eyes met McBride's for an instant. Dark hazel, he noticed, then dropped to her cards again, long lashes lying on her cheekbones like spread black fans. The throng crowded together again, and she was once more lost from his sight. McBride turned to the man at his side, a young miner wearing a plaid shirt, a seaman's woolen cap on his head. "Can I buy you a drink?" he asked. For a moment the man looked surprised, but then he shrugged and said, "Sure, why not? Whiskey." He stuck out his hand. "Name's Jim Palmer, harpooner, late of good old Nantucket Town. Now I'm here at the diggings." McBride shook Palmer's hand, gave his name as John Smith, then motioned to the bartender to fill the miner's glass. When the man had his drink, he asked, "There's a woman over there at the corner table playing cards. Who is she?" Palmer gave McBride a knowing smile. "Sooner or later, every stranger who sets foot in High Hopes asks that same question." He tried his drink, grimaced, and set his glass back on the bar. "Her name's Shannon Rourke."